The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and Daniel Tagg. Hey, everyone. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey. I'll tell you what. I feel like woohoo because back to school started this morning, and
yes.
I got up before the sun and watched the sun come up, which is always really lovely.
Sun gazing.
We should do that. You like really get up when the sun gets up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like daylight savings time, really.
No, it's. I think Phoenix or Arizona does not do. Or
they do not participate.
Yes, and that's the way it should be. It mm-hmm. really needs to because it screws up your circadian rhythm. When you set it back, move it forward, it's just... Yeah. Getting up and seeing the sunrise every morning.
It's wonderful.
I'm usually at work before the sun even starts.
I know you are. I was going to ask you, you start at like 5:30 or 6, don't you?
I get in around 5:30 and then I start my first training session usually around 6. So I'm training as the sun comes up. But like on the weekends, I sleep in and still get to be out for the sunrise. And that's one of my favorite parts of the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's moving further and further back, so it's like at 6:50 or something now. So
well, a lot of the people that you train are executives, mm-hmm. and they are. A lot of them are CEOs, and so you have to get up early like that to get your workout in.
Yes,
I don't like to work out first thing in the morning. I just don't. I like to chill a little bit first, and I don't know. Maybe I should force myself a little bit. I did work out today before the show.
Good.
I did a really good workout, actually, because I had the house to myself, which was amazing, you know, to have that few hours.
That is nice.
It is. And I love my children just like everybody else. And, you know, we all love our children. But, wow, when they go back to school, it is like a game changer.
Get stuff done. You have time to think.
Oh, yeah. I got a workout in, you know, and I went and I ran a couple of errands and I still got to the show, you know, to the studio earlier than what I typically do. It's just really hard. You know, it is. And especially with teenagers. So my daughter started high school today.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I walked I walked right in the back of the school, which concerns me. Well, that's a whole other show, but yeah. I thought, wow, I can just walk in.
No security, no nothing.
Not at that door.
So
you know?
Do they have like a security guard at the front door, but nothing at the back door?
I didn't see a security guard at the front door, although there's two things you have to go through to go through the front.
And there's nothing
but
through the back.
But I made a wrong turn, so I went to the back and through the back where the students come in. But what if I was a wackadoodles?
There was nothing you had to go through to get back there? Like
no.
There is in the front?
No, and it really concerns
that's
me.
That's the problem. You should
well,
talk
and
to
then,
someone
and
in charge
so
there.
Well, and so this will make you laugh. So when I was leaving the high school, because I had some extra paperwork to turn in, anyway, I went around the high school where I heard they're building a new Chick-fil-A. I have a problem with that, too, right next to all the schools out there.
Yeah, kids are going to go there.
Of course they are. Course they are. And I think the number one grossing one is in Sunnyvale, actually, you know, very close in proximity, a couple of miles from all the schools because they're all like in the same area. But all the police officers, all the sheriffs, there was like 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to say at least 4, maybe 5 cars with all the officers standing around talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was an accident or something. I'm like, why are all these police officers in one spot? And yeah, I mean, just that's just me saying that maybe they should be at those doors.
Right.
That's what I would do. I mean, it's the first day of school for this first last week, this week, too, for a lot of kids. And I don't want to relive last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to relive all the school shootings that happened all over this country and destroyed people's lives
mm-hmm.
and took their lives.
It's such a shame that we have to have police and armed guards in the school systems. When I went to school, like, there was none of that. There was nothing.
Of course.
This was pre-Columbine and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up in a small town where...
small town.
I mean, you guys that come in from the country, they got their high-powered rifles in their trucks, you know, because they go home and they got to, you know, use it to plunk varmints or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, no one thought twice about it. Now, teachers obviously couldn't have that in the back of their vehicles.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that was normal. No one and no one ever thought to bring it into the school. Everyone just always kept it in the cars. No one made a hassle. It was still probably illegal to have it, but no small town, you just.
Well, I grew up in a small town too, and you know, I used to walk to kindergarten, first grade, second grade, within two blocks from my family home, where my Aunt Clara lived, right across the street from Sacred Heart School, and so it was all very close in proximity. But mm-hmm. you know, you didn't have weirdos kidnapping children, putting them into sex trafficking, and all this wild, crazy stuff that goes on nowadays. It's very scary to have children.
It really is. It doesn't matter where you go to, because even the hometown I grew up in, we could pass a certain age, I could go around the whole town and on my bicycle and hang out and do whatever I wanted, and my parents didn't have to think twice. Nowadays, it's
you never see it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, there's
Absolutely. I mean, we experience the same thing. Mm-hmm. I would go, see you later, Mom, and I would be off in the woods climbing trees, visiting my Aunt Clara to get some homemade cookies down the street, you know, we'd be gone the whole day.
It wasn't the same concern. Like, there's still bad stuff going on. Even back to the 50s, the 30s, you still hear of abductions and kids disappearing, but it was the percentage was so much less than it is now.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
you don't have to worry about you did not have to worry about people plucking your children off the street. Mm-hmm. You know, and people cared more. Neighbors were watching the children. Yes. It was more of a community.
We used to be able to play in our neighbors' houses and have water gun wars and fill up with their faucets. Mm-hmm. And I mean, nowadays you just don't see that.
No, you don't.
You don't even know your neighbors. High school, we had a guy named Navali. He had a golf cart. He was like our security guard, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he, if anyone would ditch at lunch, he would drive that golf cart down to like McDonald's or wherever we were and pick you up and drive you back to school. So you wouldn't want to be embarrassed by Navali. So it's like, don't sneak out, because if he sees you, you're going to be on that golf cart.
That's a great term.
And I feel like that wouldn't happen anymore either. So it's kind of a bummer. I couldn't imagine that happening these days.
And Diamond, you grew up in California, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, Avi, what were you going to say? What's your experience with that?
I just remember being able to go over to like neighbors' houses and hang out with the other kids. And now you never see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know who lives next door.
Well, and you don't know what's going on in that house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and speaking of, like sexual, I've read way too many books over the summer about this. And so I'm like hyper paranoid.
Well,
I really am.
There's a lot going on in the news right now, too.
Yeah, there is. I mean, my daughter's 14. She's prime age, for all those crimes. And it just concerns me a lot. It mm-hmm. does. She's not as street smart. She is pretty street smart. But, you're never as street smart at 14 as you think you are. You might think that you are, but you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all very scary. We have a really great show coming up today. Daniel, you're going to be talking about working out on the road, and I have some really great information I want to share with our listeners from the Wellbeing Journal about exercise, improves digestion, and a lot of other things. Of course, you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are both huge proponents of exercise.
Yes.
And so much to know about that. And we have Dr. Lori Stillsmith on. She was featured in this month's issue, or this new issue of Wellbeing Journal, September, October, Rejuvenation and the Thyroid. I have so much I want to talk with her about. I do. And
good subject.
It is a good subject. And here's another good subject. I got this book. I don't even think it's in publication anymore. I'm pretty sure that it's not. I bought a used copy. And I'm trying to find, after I said that, what year it was written. But anyway, it's very interesting. And there is a chapter in here about arthritis and joint pain. And it says that millions of Americans suffer the misery of swelling and pain in the joints, and a few are able to obtain much relief from their symptoms without taking expensive and risky prescription drugs. Even with the aid of such powerful drugs, many people continue to suffer with disabling pain. And so I was reading on, and it talks about a case described in the British Medical Journal. A 38-year-old mother of three was experiencing severe arthritis. Her doctor followed conventional treatment protocol to no avail. The woman had been suffering for 11 years and was taking numerous prescription drugs, some to mitigate the side effects of the others, and yet none of it was having any lasting effect on her symptoms. And so the physician that she was going to, that she consulted with, shared her case with some colleagues who then examined her medical history, and they noted that she had a strong affinity for cheese. And the reason I'm reading this is because I do too. I would be 100% vegan if it wasn't for the cheese. I'm having trouble giving up my cheese, especially with the wine that I drink. I eat so much of it. My nickname used to be Mary Mouse. And so, but I do try to get it from European sources, mostly Italian cheese.
Yeah. Less processing, better quality.
Less processed. I'm hoping You know, I just shouldn't eat it at all because I know way too much about the all the cruelty. But I'm having trouble giving up my cheese, and I do have a lot of joint pain. And I just, again, you know, thought, oh, I'm just getting older. It's part of getting older, you know. But maybe not so. And here's why. It says, okay, so her physician then recommended that she eliminate all cow's milk and related products from her diet. Within 2 weeks of doing so, her symptoms began to clear and her grip strength began to return. And that's the reason I'm sharing it with you, because you are a trainer. Don't you deal with that a lot with people losing their grip strength?
Definitely. And I have several clients that have arthritis in their hands. And
right.
Yes.
Right. And from working out and stuff, it says, in follow-up visits over the next few months, this patient's morning stiffness completely disappeared and her general arthritis condition was almost completely resolved. She was then eventually taken off all prescription drugs. As an allergy challenge, her doctor asked her to reintroduce cheese into her diet. And within 24 hours of doing so, her arthritis returned, her grip strength weakened, and the swelling in her fingers increased, her ring size by 2 sizes. So something you might want to think about. And I read it in the book Whitewash by Joseph Keon. And there's several books called Whitewash, by the way. It's a popular word. But Neil Barnard, which is a medical doctor, which so many people respect, he is a highly respected doctor, writes this. Most of us grew up with the idea that milk is healthful, if not essential. And yet research has shown a surprisingly different side to dairy products, linking it to a broad range of serious health problems. Whitewash takes a comprehensive look at the problems associated with drinking milk and the industry that promotes it. This book has the potential to dramatically change your health, Neil Barnard, or Barnard, MD. So I just wanted to get that out there. And I'm going to be talking more about this in the upcoming weeks because I find it fascinating. And so I'm going to give up cheese.
Yeah,
and it's going to kill me, but I'm going
to
do
it. And it's really, it's and people might need to look at other things along with that too, because that could definitely be affecting. It's basically anti-inflammation, right? So
right.
You need to want. That's why the ketogenic diet is so great, right?
And well, yes.
Some people can get away with eating cheese, and other people can't. So it's also you gotta, you know, kind of test yourself.
Well, you know, like I had cashew milk this morning when I made my Sun Warrior protein shake after I worked out. I doubled it up and got 40 grams of protein because I don't know with a busy day when I'm going to eat next, and I probably shouldn't have consumed. We'll talk more about that during your segment. But, you know, I only eat cheese when I'm drinking a little wine. Last night I was making Nia's lunch and I had some cheddar cheese with it. And, you know,
and
so
it does come down to quality. And like sometimes it's good just to take it out for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it comes down to quality. Look at how many carbs are in per ounce of the cheese. Some would have zero.
Yeah.
Some would have a lot more. Same with milk. Milk's going to have more carbs in it. Heavy cream's
absolutely
not.
Right. We're going to talk all about it. So. We're going to talk all about it with Daniel Tagg. We've got Lori Stillsmith coming up. We're going to be talking about thyroid health from enervated to rejuvenated. I don't know if I've ever heard that word, enervated. I like it. I like it. Everyone stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling face.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
I love this song. I was listening to Ryan Berg and the Velvet Ears on the way in this morning. I was actually, this is one of my favorite songs. The way she, oh gosh, it's a...
What Your Love Does.
Yeah, What Your Love Does. This is such a great song, you guys. Get it on iTunes. It's a really great album. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Daniel Tagan Studio and Aviana Barrientos, and I have Lori Steele-Smith on the line. She is a doctor of naturopathic medicine and graduated from Bestyr University in Seattle, Washington with her doctorate, as I said, in naturopathic medicine, master's of science in acupuncture, and bachelor of science in natural health sciences. She is the medical director of Steele Smith Natural Health Center, a state-of-the-art healing center for natural medicine. And she is the co-author of the best-selling book, Natural Choices for Women's Health and Great Sex Naturally. Her article, Thyroid Health from Enervated to Rejuvenated, is featured in the 2018 September-October edition of the Wellbeing Journal. Dr. Steele Smith has a private practice in Oahu since 1993. Such a pleasure to have you on the air with us, Dr. Steele Smith. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're just about to get a hurricane, so this is going to be really fun.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you actually live on the island?
I do. I live in a little town called Waimanalo on the island of Oahu, which is on the other side of Honolulu.
Okay. Wow. Oahu. I won't forget that now. So the O is a W. Oahu. Okay. Well, I love what you're talking about today. I think this is so important. Thyroid health affects so many people in this country. So can you explain to us what hyperthyroidism is and how does it wreak havoc on your health?
Okay, well, first of all, your thyroid is critical to energy. It's critical to well-being. It's critical to having enough dopamine in your brain to help you feel happy and hopeful. It's critical to your weight. It's critical to your digestion. It is actually one of the most important hormones for increasing metabolism in every single cell in your body. So, And when your thyroid isn't working well, it can either go up, and that's hyperthyroidism, too much, or it can go down, and that's hypothyroidism, and too little.
Wow. Well, so what can you test for this?
You can not only test for it, but unfortunately, a lot of tests don't really catch a lot of people when they're on their way towards hypothyroidism. So people can have something called subclinical low thyroid function or subclinical hypothyroidism. And, you know, that can go on for years, kind of a smoldering effect where they're having a lot of signs of low thyroid, like constipation, dry skin, hair falling out, low energy, poor immunity, irregular menstrual cycles. And when that happens, you know, they go to their doctor, they get their labs, hey, everything looks hunky-dory, you're great. They send them on their way, but these folks don't feel well.
Yeah.
And then they go on a whole journey trying to find the underlying cause. They probably, then they end up in my office or another naturopathic doctor's office, and that's when we're starting to look at basal body temperature. So there's some ways to test that are not conventional, mm-hmm. such as basal body temperature testing, doing reflex analysis. When people have really slow reflexes, you know, when that little hammer hits your knee, mm-hmm. that can be a sign of low thyroid function, especially at the Achilles tendon, which is the one by your ankle. And, you know, I put patients through a whole questionnaire. And actually, I treat people with subclinical low thyroidism. You know, I think of health as at the top of the staircase and disease is at the bottom of the staircase. Mm-hmm. And really, our conventional medical doctors only treat you when you're at the bottom of the staircase, meaning that you've already gone through maybe a few years of feeling, you know, suboptimal mm-hmm. and not feeling well and gaining weight and having all those low thyroid symptoms. And then finally, they'll treat you once, you know, you have enough destruction of your thyroid that you're not producing enough thyroid hormone, and then they'll finally treat you. So I really want to encourage your listeners to think about the concept that you could have subclinically low thyroid function and not necessarily overt. We do treat overt low thyroid function.
Mm-hmm.
How we differ from our typical medical doctor is we're going to use bioidentical natural hormones for the thyroid, just like we do for our menopausal patients, right? We're going to do mm-hmm. bioidentical hormones that are identical to your own hormones in your own body versus a synthetic hormone. Now, I need to clarify. The synthetic hormones, they actually are very similar to what our own body makes, but when people take your synthetic hormones, they're just taking T4 or they're just taking T3, mm-hmm. whereas our natural thyroid substances, which are actually from pig thyroid gland, these are containing more than T4 and T3, which are our hormones. They contain also T2 and T1, which mm-hmm. also have biological effects.
Well, what is at the very root of it? You mentioned to get to the root of it. What is at the very root of it? What causes thyroid dysfunction?
Well, first of all, there can be genetics. So a lot of people have an autoimmune condition due to their genes. They've done nothing wrong. These genes have gotten turned on because of environmental stressors. And there's a condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And this condition actually can show up as a hyperthyroidism, but over time can lead to the demise of the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So genetics can play a role, and I think it's very important that people get thyroid antibodies tested, which aren't typically tested, and that people understand why they might be having a decline in their thyroid function.
Mm-hmm.
There are other reasons. Environmental toxins can damage the thyroid. Food intolerances can create systemic inflammation, which can damage the thyroid. You can have GI dysfunctions can also contribute to lower thyroid function. Really, we need a good, healthy liver to be able to convert our thyroid hormones. So your thyroid actually releases a hormone called T4.
Mm-hmm.
T4 is inactive. It has to be activated, and it does that in what we call peripheral tissues. So it does a lot of it in the liver, and it can do it in other tissues as well. But the liver is really critical here. So people who don't have a healthy functioning liver due to environmental toxins, diet, even small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which is where they get bacteria growing in the small intestine, mm-hmm. and that can create inflammation, and these lipopolysaccharides are released. Big fancy word, isn't that? But anyway, these things, they can create inflammation in the liver, they can create systemic inflammation. And when we have chronic inflammation, we don't function well,
yeah.
and we don't make good conversion of T4 to T3. So there are really, like, if we wanted to focus in on thyroid, it's like, oh, gee, there's something wrong here. We actually need to expand our focus and look at other aspects of the body to find out, well, why is that gland being affected?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just that you have a really stressful life, or you have a stressful relationship or stressful job? Is it that you're, you know, eating foods that you're not that aren't compatible with your body? You know, I do food allergy testing. I do it on myself. I do it on my patients. And I have to tell you, it is quite profound to take food substances or chemical substances out of your body that you don't even know you might be reactive to.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I did a very extensive test on food additives and environmental chemicals a few years ago and spices. And I found out that I was allergic to guar gum,
wow,
and paprika. Now, how would I have ever figured that out? And you know what? A lot of the gluten-free breads or gluten-free tortillas, a lot of the alternative milk products, because I don't do gluten, I don't do dairy, guess what it has in it?
The guar gum. Yeah.
And when I get guar gum, protein powders, a lot of protein powders have it in there. I even bought for my husband the other day, I bought him some eggs that were like in a carton because he likes to quickly make something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was at Whole Foods. I didn't even look at the label. I just was like in a hurry. I grabbed the organic eggs, right?
Right.
I got home, I looked at the label, I'm like, golly gee, there's guar gum in there. So when I eat that, I literally get systemic inflammation. My soft tissue hurts. My joints hurt. Same thing with paprika. Now, if that's happening, and let's say I'm eating that on a daily basis, and I'm just unconscious, I have no idea. I have no idea, like, that I'm eating this, but it's a problem for me. Well, if you have chronic low-grade inflammation, it's going to impact your endocrine system. And your endocrine system is your hormonal system. And something like a thyroid gland, where you might be genetically predisposed to Hashimoto's because your mother had it, your brother has it,
right,
your sister has it, you know, that just might be the next stick on the camel's back,
mm-hmm,
that kind of leads you, that pushes you into, you know, manifesting that gene or expressing that gene is really the better way to put it.
You speak of Hashimoto's. Do you feel that there is a connection as well? You know, a lot of new research is coming out saying that the thyroid is really the Epstein-Barr virus when your thyroid is dysfunctioning. Would you agree with that?
Well, let's look at inflammation, right? If guar gum, something like a food that you're reactive to, and there's tons of research on gluten and how it impacts thyroid. So if somebody has a virus that they're not able to sequester and keep in the dorsal horn of their spinal cord, right, like the herpes viruses are kind of hang out there.
Right.
If you're chronically dealing with a low-grade inflammatory situation, that could be the thing that's another stick on your camel's back that can then lead to you then expressing that gene, or better yet, having, and often thyroid is genetic, but it can also be environmental toxins. I mean, people can be exposed to toxins that interfere with thyroid transport proteins inside the cell, and so people can have perfectly normal thyroid labs, but they're not getting the T3 into the cell, well, transported inside the cell to the mitochondria, and then they get mitochondrial dysfunction, and these little mitochondria are like the energy powerhouses inside the cell that make energy, and if this mitochondria is not able to function optimally, then you're not going to be able to make ATP, which is energy.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's so many, I could tell you CMV, you know, cytomegalovirus, EBV, you know, there are a million different viruses, bacteria, there's environmental chemicals, but really what we need to do, guys, is we just need to live as clean as we possibly can. And, you know, to have healthy stress in our lives and then have healthy decompression from that stress so that we can maintain really good GI function, adrenal function, thyroid function. You know, we can actually profoundly impact our whole body on a cellular level just by the choices that we make each and every day.
Can you stay with us for a little bit after the break?
Sure, I can stay with you.
All right, everyone, we're going to go to break. There's going to be more coming up with Lori Stillsmith. She is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio, Aviana Barrientos, and Dr. Lori Steele-Smith on the line continuing on with us. She is the feature article in the Wellbeing Journal in the September-October 2018 issue, Rejuvenation and the Thyroid. Dr. Steele-Smith is the medical director of Steele-Smith Natural Health Center and state-of-the-art healing center for natural medicine. She also has her Master's of Science in Acupuncture and Bachelor of Science in Natural Health Sciences. Such a pleasure to have you back. Thank you for continuing on with us. I love this conversation.
Oh, great. Me too.
Well, you know, I wanted to, you know, I'll just be completely transparent with you. I have a book in front of me that has fascinated me for months called Thyroid Healing by Anthony William. I'm sure you are familiar with it. He says that, as I said earlier, that basically everything about the thyroid is related. All the problems that you have, all the diseases a result of a dysfunctional thyroid are the result of Epstein-Barr virus, okay? Having said that, he also writes that your thyroid's true function and purpose is actually much more interesting than the modern medical understanding of it. Truth is, your thyroid is your body's data center. Would you agree with that?
I don't agree that everything's due to Epstein-Barr virus. I mean, I just can't put one, I can't say that it's all due to that.
Okay.
I can't say that all irritable bowel is due to too much sugar.
Yeah.
I can't say that all fatigue is due to low thyroid function.
Well,
I mean, that's actually just a little too narrow thinking for me.
Okay.
Whether it contributes or not, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to ask you because you're an expert and I respect your opinion. And so I just wanted to hear your advice on what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah. However, I mean, your thyroid's, it's connected to the rest of your body.
You know, right.
I mean? So because of that, you know, the way to treat thyroid is not just to take thyroid medicine, but to actually treat your whole body. I mean, the thyroid medicine is just, you know, to help people to feel a little bit better and to have a little bit better functionality. But,
mm-hmm.
But truly, you have to treat your whole body. I mean, that's really the premise of naturopathic medicine. It's usually just not one cause and effect.
Right.
I mean, sometimes people get in a car accident and then bam, right, something happens. They have a broken leg. I mean, that is a cause and effect. But when we're talking about the endocrine system and whether it's functioning optimally or not, that's the end result of your whole body. And, mm-hmm. A lot of us have been exposed to Epstein-Barr virus, but not everybody has low thyroid function. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost, toxoplasmosis, for instance. I remember doing a paper on this during the AIDS epidemic, and that 99% of all Americans have been exposed to toxoplasmosis,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you've had a cat.
Right.
So why is it that, all these people with AIDS were coming down with toxo? Well, it's because their immune system wasn't working well.
Yeah.
Right? And then they were getting all kinds of other things mm-hmm. that only occur in people with really impaired immune systems. So, I think we have to think broader than that. And, your thyroid wants to function optimally, but it can't if it's not given, A, the right nutrition,
mm-hmm.
and, B, if on a cellular level, you're not optimal because your mitochondria aren't working well. And why is that? Right. Because there's some kind of chronic or systemic inflammatory mm-hmm. situation going on.
Well,
even in these lectures that I go to where they're like, everything's due to the gut. Everything's due to the gut. Well, it isn't true. I mean, the gut plays an enormous role, but it's not everything's due to the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just have to think more broadly and look at creating wellness, in your entirety, in your lifestyle, in your relationships, right?
I agree, yeah.
And how that relates to your own physiology.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are the author of the book, Great Sex Naturally, so
let's
talk about that. How do you have great sex naturally?
But, I wrote that book because so many women came to me who were just like, where did my libido go? They're in their late 30s, they're in their 40s, and it's just like, this is an important part of their relationship. And, honestly, there was no place to send them for just a nice, healthy book on their hormonal system, their digestive system, to help them understand how libido really comes from this overwhelming sense of health and vitality.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to feel amorous if we're, chasing after a bus all the time, which is basically the metaphor for being under chronic pressure from the lives that we've created.
Mm-hmm. you have to take control of your health because it does affect everything, including your sex life. What are some foods that support thyroid health?
Okay, so some foods that support thyroid health. Well, first of all, there's been quite a bit of research on how gluten can impair thyroid health. So I think people need to be conscious of that. Now, I'm 55 in just a few months, and, I grew up in an era where we didn't have the... our wheat was different than it is mm-hmm. today. They've hybridized it. They've concentrated it so that there's a lot more yield of gluten per kernel of wheat. So the increase of the amount of gluten and possibly the monoculture that has been created, I think that gluten has become an irritant to people. So get gluten out of your diet. I think just in general, I recommend that patients not eat a lot of gluten. Some people have a much higher tolerance than others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about that everybody has celiac disease, which is a severe reaction to gluten, but a lot of people have intolerances and it can create gut inflammation, which can then lead to systemic inflammation, which can then affect the thyroid.
Well,
and then there's quite a bit of research on Hashimoto's and gluten intolerance. So just let's remove that from your diet, especially if you've been diagnosed with thyroid antibodies.
Okay, so how do people that go to Europe and eat pasta in Europe and have no complaints, don't get any type of reaction? Is it because the wheat over there is so much different than it is here?
Yes. And I just went to Europe in May. I had a great time in England, Scotland, and Ireland. I ate whatever came my way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had to do. There really were no other options in many cases.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt fine. I think, A, I'm not stressed. I'm on vacation. B, I know that I'm eating a different substance than what is available in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Some other foods that can impair thyroid function are soy, as well as some cruciferous vegetables. Now, I think if people are eating soy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then they need to not be doing that. Some soy, especially fermented soy, I believe is a good food for most people unless you're reactive to it. It provides some beneficial compounds, especially for premenopausal, well, I'm going to say for women who have never had breast cancer, the phytoestrogens in there can actually help prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The women who have had cancer, it's recommended that they not ingest a lot of soy. I kind of question that research a little bit, because if soy was the big culprit in promoting breast cancer, then all of Asia would have breast cancer, right?
Yeah, but that's right where I was going, and we're almost out of time. You know, exercise, people forget all these things, toxins, like you talked about, everything in our environment. We have to examine everything in our world and choose healthy, natural. I say natural, that word is so overused, but you know, good choices, good food. You know, I'm making homemade pasta tonight. I'm going to go get my flour at Jimmy's Food Store. It's an Italian store. The flour's from Italy, and I'll be just fine. But, you know, it's going, going the extra mile. And I think exercise is so critical to health. You cannot be healthy without exercise.
I agree 1,000%.
All right. Well, it's been such a pleasure. I hope you'll come back. Really good talking with you.
Good talking with you, too. Thank you.
All right. That's Dr. Lori Steele-Smith. She is the author of Great Sex Naturally and Natural Choices for Women's Health. And she is in Wellbeing Journal this month. She is the lead story, September-October 2018 issue. Pick it up, and we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king, like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
By Daniel,
you know I don't know the answer.
This is so old.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut so much when I don't know all these songs. I mean, I recognize it. I've heard it.
With It by Devo.
Devo.
Devo. Yeah.
Devo.
Devo.
Devo. Okay.
Isn't it Devo? I believe so. Yeah. All right, everyone, let's break your mama's back. Exercising with Daniel Tagg.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Everyone, welcome back. I told you I got up so early today. I'm a little punchy.
What time did you get up?
I got up 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Nice. 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Is that too late? I know you get up at like 4, but
it's all relative. I got up at 3:30 this morning, but I went to bed probably a lot earlier than you. It's all relative.
Yeah, I didn't go to bed till midnight.
Yeah. Went to bed at like 9.
And
so.
Then I didn't want to miss the bell, no pun intended, you know. And so yeah, when you have a responsibility as a parent to get your child to school on time, I always worry about it, but
I think you brought up a good point early in the show. It's getting to see the sunrise would be, I would say, it's healthier, beneficial to get up in time to do that for that reason. Outside of that, it's all relative.
Yeah, sun gazing rocks, but it was so beautiful. Like driving to school, the sun was probably, I don't know how to measure it because it's not really true measurement, but it was like, it looked like it was a couple feet up above the horizon,
right.
You know, and it's bright orange and just beautiful. And it felt so good, yeah.
It is. It's a great way to start the morning or end the day with. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I'm always so thankful to have you in studio. Daniel's been with us now for a while. He is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He's certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and he is a licensed massage therapist. He holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. Always love having him in studio. You know, we were going to talking about working out on the road, but you know, we had decided over the break that we were going to continue talking about thyroid health and health in general, and some of the comments that Dr. Steelsmith made about health in general.
She made an awesome comment when she said it's an integrated system.
Yep.
It's something that Western medicine has missed in past decades. They're getting better at say for exercise, for PT.
You look at the whole body.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like if your shoulder's hurting, they're like, well, it has to be in the shoulder. Well, this is an integrated system. Is something that the hip's not working well? Could it be that the shoulder's picking up for that? And then that's why the shoulder's hurting. So if you work on the hip, the shoulder gets better. It's just we've gotten very narrow-minded in how we look at things of saying cause and effect, like what she was saying. It's like, you know, very rarely does that happen. It's not just that one exercise. It's not just that, you know, that one time you went out and played sports where you pulled your hamstring. There was an accumulative effect that led up to that, and that was just the camel that broke the – or the straw that broke the camel's back. Yes, that's
the
saying.
It is. And, you know, and I have to say, you know, this book that I was talking with her about, Thyroid Healing by Anthony William – It's not narrow at all. In fact, it's the polar opposite.
Yeah.
He talks about how, you know, your health is all encompassing everything and how one affects another in great depth, I might add, and in very easy prose on the brain when you read it. It makes sense the
which
way he
good.
Laid it out in the book. But anyway, you know, overall health, we ended the segment talking about exercise. It's so critical. I wish I could tell everyone that doesn't exercise how it can change their life, like really change their life.
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits that you can't quantify is what it does to your mental health.
Right.
You can't quantify that, and you can't quantify how that affects you, both in your workouts and your everyday life. If you get up and you do something active that you know is bettering yourself, you feel better about yourself.
Well, I did a small workout this morning, but it definitely had a profound effect on me.
And that's personally why I like working out in the morning, because you accomplish something before the rest of the day starts. You're ready, you're motivated for the day, and there's less excuses. Once you do it midday or evening, there's more things that can pop up, and you don't have time to do it, and there's excuses that I don't feel like it. First thing in the morning, the only excuse is, am I going to get out of bed?
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, sometimes you do get run ragged. I know personally, end of the year and back to school is a very difficult time, especially for women to get a workout in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter had oral surgery. I took care of her for 4 days. I didn't get a workout in. I didn't. And it happens sometimes.
And that's where if you make it a lifestyle, 4 days is not a big deal.
Right.
If you let that snowball effect into 4 months, then it becomes a big deal. But if you have a workout of, you know, you're doing 5 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it is, and then 1 week you miss, it's not a big deal.
Well, and I think that my system is really ingenious, actually, to have little areas in your house, all through your house, where, you know, after the shower, let's just say, I know I got to run, but I can get in 20 deadlifts, mm-hmm. you know, with my kettlebells that are in my bathroom, which... You know, might not, people say, well, I don't want kettlebells in my bathroom. Well, why not? If it helps you to live a better life and be healthier.
That's what the great thing about what you do for workouts is it fits for you and your lifestyle. So many people get, again, narrow-minded saying, I have to go to the gym. I have to do this. It's like, just get something in.
Is it
beneficial to get high intensity every once in a while and do a little bit more or longer duration every once in a while? Yes, but there's something said of, the cumulative effect.
Yes, and that's me.
Huge.
Because, well, sometimes you're going to laugh now. Okay, so you know I have a spin bike in my kitchen right at the end of my table.
Yeah, awesome.
And sometimes when, like, my noodles are boiling.
Yeah.
And I only have like 8 to 10 minutes.
Run over there.
I'll jump on there and I will just do some HIIT training. Like, you know, first I warm up for like a minute or two, and then I'll do like, you know, 6 to 8, 30 to 60 second, just, you know, hits out of the saddle.
That's a great use of time. I had a buddy growing up. He almost went pro in baseball and all this. And his dad was his trainer. He could not watch TV unless he was doing push-ups and sit-ups and squats during commercials.
Yeah, I work out at halftime.
Exactly.
All the
it's
time.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to do something that's a little bit more sedentary, work in the workout to that sedentary, because no one wants to watch commercials.
No,
right? It's like,
no.
Work out, like, use that time for something. Just like when you're waiting for the noodles,
I'm
instead
waiting
of
for
sitting
the noodles.
Around, go do that 10 minutes.
Wait, that's better than leaning on the stove or getting on my social media.
Yes.
Or, you know, just farting around in my kitchen. I mean,
exactly.
I guess I could dust or clean or something.
When
but,
people
you know.
Say they don't have time for working out, they're thinking of the standard, go to the gym, spend an hour, shower, go back to work. You can fit time in your day.
Right.
There's always 5 to 10 minutes of dead time somewhere.
Right. And
where
it,
you
that's
can do something.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be 15 or 20 or 30 or 60 or whatever. You say, okay, I've got 10 minutes. I've got 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there.
And depending on where you are, like that interval bike, I can kick your butt in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And where you don't even feel like you can walk for the next day.
Oh,
it
yeah.
doesn't take a lot of time. And you'd want to be in condition before you can do that high of intensity.
Yeah. I only did 3 sets of squats. And what else did I do? I did push-ups on my stairs. Mm-hmm. And then I took the 20-pound ball and did slams on the floor.
Yep.
And did 3 sets of each. And I felt, and it only took me like 20 minutes, but I felt more empowered afterwards than I did before. Like, at least I'm doing something. And I'm going to probably do yoga or dance tonight or something to get another workout in.
And you're being good time management, management of your time, so that you can devote time into this radio show and helping people. You can devote time into your family and get her to school and make sure she eats well. And sometimes you just don't have time to take 2 hours out of your day and go to the gym, which is fine. Go find a way.
Well,
be
and
creative.
Sometimes when I'm cooking, okay, so one of my favorite songs will come on and I'll get out my weighted hula hoop and I'll dance or I'll hula hoop through one song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my girls will look at me like, Mom, you're nuts. But you know what? They will remember it. It's a trickle down from the top. I'm setting the example of what it takes to stay in shape.
And you're showing that it can be fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It absolutely is fun.
Find that activity that's going to make you keep on coming back.
Yeah. And so next week we're going to be talking about working out on the road and how you can't let that stop you either, mm-hmm. right? All right, Daniel Tagg, always love having you in studio. Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. You know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, Sunlight and Saunas, the Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.